bishop's men. Shivered in the down, but the shiver came not from the cold, unspread throughout the camp. The trembling horses sensed the fear of silent, thoughtful men, who prayed that wives and families might see them once again. The bishop sent a dawn patrol to investigate the fate of forces at the king's command, ensconced behind the gate. The ground the mist hid the patrol's approach, as they drew close enough to show the sentries on the battlements and an archer drew his bow. From the topmost tower a sentry fell, an arrow pierced his skull, and his headlong flight to the moat seemed that of a gull. The patrol reported little, there was nothing much to see, but the strong and silent castle, symbol of the free. The kinsmen took communion as the first rays of the sun lit up the chapel's gloomy walls. The fateful day begun. From the castle green the rooks took flight to the high trees in the east, to their carrion mines the battlefield set a table for a feast. the tide receded up the hill, the waste of reclaimed land once became a swamp. Dying and dead, as he stumbled around the battlefield, his cassock running red. If uniform were black and white, his eyes could never see. And death made no distinction, whatever man he. As darkness fell, but comes with you. Soldiers slain like cattle, leaving the rooks to feast alone, the victors of the battle. A demon song becomes reviewed, a lesser depleted realm.